I am a happy, fulfilled woman with four adored children and a growing string of grandchildren to love and to keep me on my toes. I'm a person who does not stay indoors a second more than I have to, especially if the sun is shining. I love to be in the open air. I go camping and delight in our wonderful and unique wildlife and plants. I swim as much as I can, especially in the ocean, where I feel a real freedom. I have my kayaks, most expensive and most enjoyed of my possessions, and possessions do not mean that much to me. I have much laughter. It cracks me up to see the little red-capped dotterels zapping along the beach with their bodies seeming to float a couple of inches above the ground. Or the possums, gnawing the faint traces of a leftover curry from the bottom of a frying pan while clinging onto the side for dear life. I gasp with appreciation at the whales and dolphins that pass by the shoreline of Albany. Such things ground and nourish me. They keep me sane.
Their children grew up, denied the bond that was their birthright.
This was such post-war Australia.
Their babies would be snatched away before they had even held them in their arms.
The impact of forced adoption cascaded through each family.
The arrogance of a society.
Part of me is used as primal and sacred bond there is.
Pain never goes away.
Three, four, five.
I'll be getting married.
17th birthday.
I was left in a room by myself. I felt humiliated,
dirty, and ashamed.
I was left in stirrups.
I was treated without respect.
I was made to feel inferior. They wouldn't tell me if I'd had a boy or a
I was placed in a ward with married nuns.
They held up a sheet. They asked me
snatched from me the minute
she went hysterical.
It took two people to
I
hold
her
down.
I could not escape it. I never saw her or her.
We never saw our baby.
I would never see her again.
They had all the power. I had none.
I was numb.
She brought binding and
she proceeded barbarically to tightly wrap the binding around my breast.
I was quite shocked by this.
The loss of my daughter was too much.
I felt dead inside.
My firstborn baby's cry still can never, ever truly be broken.
Thank you. birthdays and Christmases and Mother's or Father's Day.
The words, your mum's not your real mum,
your parents aren't your real parents, they don't love you.
Roller coaster rides, emotional trauma, indescribable fear,
uncertainty, anxiety,
and self-sabotage in so many ways.
Their children grew up denied the bond that was their birthright.
These mothers did nothing wrong.
You loved your children and you always will.
Any Australian who reads the Senate report or listens to your stories as I have today will be
shocked by your loss,
but most of all, they will marvel at your determination to fight for the respect of history.
The cruel, immoral practice of forced adoption that has had no place in any country anymore.
Wildflowers grew in amazing profusion. There were donkey orchids and spider orchids and so many other blooms that I do not know the names of. In the spring I would gather huge bunches. Also I would watch the butterflies as they did their mysterious rituals in the air or wandered from flower to flower. I have always loved butterflies. The Butterfly Lady.